Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Carolina football finished number 11 in the recruiting class of 2022. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. With only 17 players signed, Mack Brown and his staff still finished very close to a top 10 dominated by the so-called football schools from the Power 5 conferences. UNC followed Texas A&M, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Texas, Penn State, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, Michigan, and Clemson. None of the best 10 signed fewer than 20 freshmen or transfers, with Texas A&M 30, national champion Georgia 29, and Texas 28 landing the most new players. The Tar Heels did it with 17 based on the number of 5-star and 4-stars they signed. From offensive tackle Zach Rice and defensive lineman Travis Shaw to 4-star quarterback Drake May, who originally committed to the Crimson Tide before switching to UNC. Brown has picked up where he left off in his first stint in Chapel Hill, building top 10 teams before an offer he couldn't refuse lured him to Austin in 1997. Now on the back of two excellent recruiting classes, Carolina could be selective until losing players already in the program to the transfer portal. However, developing athletes, even the 3-stars, is still important to the strength and longevity of any program. Take the most highly rated recruit in UNC history, defensive tackle Marvin Austin, who came in under Butch Davis and left in all kinds of trouble and washed out of the NFL only after 4 years. Austin is perhaps the poster child for not counting your draft bonus money until you can prove you can play in the league. After all, hardworking lower draft picks and free agents may come out of college hungrier to make it in the pros. Two other 5-stars signed by Brown are on the 2022 roster, starting junior defensive back Tony Grimes and redshirt D lineman Keyshawn Silver. So, as they say, it takes a village to build and sustain a great program, and the NIL-induced transfer portal is not helping. Brown is still recruiting a few more transfers to replace the 10 players who left, like veteran wide receiver Bo Corrales and linebacker Eugene Asante. But it is getting late to have kids admitted to summer school with the rest of the incoming freshmen and transfers who haven't enrolled yet. This is Archansky. See ya.